That's Kelly Price showing you a way to dance your way out of your constrictions. That's a brand new song. It's called Dance Party on KAYT KQJOFM, the station for every generation, the heart and soul of Central Louisiana. We're five cities strong all day long, and we're going around the world at www.kaytfm.com. We appreciate you. So how are you handling your emotions, your frustrations, and things like that? Are you having a healthy perspective on your feelings? That is very important when you're dealing with that desert place in between what God has said and what you're actually seeing. You know, your emotions are going to play a huge part in that. Learn to deal with them correctly, all right? All right, we're going to tell you how to do that, and we're going to keep on moving. We've got the Pleasant Green Baptist Church coming up. Following that, much more music. We've got Roll Call coming up. That's where you get to show up and show out. And we've got birthdays and anniversaries. Plus, this is our Bible Jeopardy clue from the category People. According to Luke 14, who does Jesus say we should invite to a feast we're having? I'm at 318-484-2500 or toll free 1-877-464-2500. Call me. You're in the Ham Camp.
The Unstoppable Wade, Unstoppable Wade.
Greetings, and we welcome you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You're tuned in to the Pleasant Green Baptist Church Media Outreach Ministry with our anointed pastor, Reverend Michael H. Grimes. Join in as he preach and teach the Word of God. This message is already in progress.
We'll start at that 26th verse. How did you say amen?
Amen.
And after 8 days again, his disciples were with him, and Thomas with them. Then came Jesus, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst and said, "Peace be unto you." Then said he to Thomas, "Reach hither thy finger, and behold thy hand.
Yes, sir.
And reach hither thy hand, and thrust it into my side. And be not faithless, but believing." And Thomas answered and said unto him, "My Lord and my God." The resurrection challenged. You may be seated. Looked like from the funeral on yesterday. Church service again this morning. We've been doing it for church. My gas tank a little low. But we got to get the rest out of it. Because God wants your best. At all times, he wants your best. What can I give God? My best. Our text, we have doubting Thomas. We have Thomas, who missed church, missed the gathering.
Yeah,
miss the power, miss Jesus. For whatever reason, he didn't get to church on that day. Jesus has died. Disciples are afraid. They are gathered, wondering what they were going to do next. Thomas is somewhere else. But God decides he will replay what happened while the brothers were together. Sometimes in our life, God has to replay over and over until you understand who he is. He brought you out last month. He had to replay it again this month. You have to keep replaying it to you so you will come to the understanding of who he really is. Has he brought you out of trouble time and time and time and time again? He just kept on rescuing and saving you from yourself. And sometimes he has to replay, not because of him, but because of us. Sometimes I don't know what gets into us. God has to come and save us and save us, and we fall back into that same boat, and he has to come back and save us over from the same thing. Nothing different from the same thing. Remember when I was drinking? I get full.
Hey, Lord. Come on, Red.
I ain't gonna do it no more,
Lord. I heard it till my morning.
When the morning comes. Hey, it's not Wednesday.
Lord, I ain't gonna do this no more.
Yeah, I get my stomach right.
And before the next evening, I'm back at it again. I ain't the only one.
Telegram.
Got some help in the house.
Got some help.
We done tried it over and over. Thank God the doctor done took us off some of this stuff. We will still be trying over. Sometimes God just have to replay his power. So we'll come to the understanding that he is who he really is. And doubting Thomas was Didymus.
Twin.
He wasn't around. But look what happens in the text. In verse 25, as we replay it, he was talking pretty boastful. I said he must be black. Maybe a disciple of Pleasant Green. The text declares that the other disciples therefore said unto him, Man, we've seen the Lord. Jesus has gone to the cross. He has the nails in his wrist, pierced in his side. The dead have walked around Jerusalem. The veil of the temple was rent. Jesus had been placed in a borrowed tomb. The stone has been placed over the tomb. Roman soldiers were posted at the tomb. And God, sitting in his seat of authority, rocks the soldiers to sleep. The angel become an extension of God's holy head. They move the stone. Not so Jesus could get out, but so we could look in. Do I have some help in the house? Angels became an extension of God's hand. Move this boulder of a stone. Not so Jesus could get out, but so man could look in. Mind you now, while the stone was over the tomb, Jesus had visited hell. Now the disciples have seen Jesus put his head in the locks of his shoulders and declared, "It is finished."
Yes.
They're gathered and down in Thomas, but he said unto them, "Except," now this is some bold talk. "Except I shall see in his hands the print of the nail, and put my," now you go further. Not only do I want to, that's how I'm black enough for me. I got to see it to believe it.
Right.
And then sometime when you see it, you still don't believe it. I got to put my finger into the print. He taking it further. With the nails, then I got to take my hand into his side.